ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 10th of April, 2026. We're at war, folks. We're at war in more ways than one. Of course, during the show yesterday, Donald Trump dropped a figurative nuke on Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly. And of course, the interesting thing about, and there's lots of interesting things about this, and we will be talking about it today. I know Alex Jones has taken the high road, as really all of them are, all the people that he attacked. I'm not sure I'll be able to maintain the high road posture, actually. I think I'm going to be mocking everything about this today. And we're going to be having fun today. It is a Friday broadcast, after all. I think we work hard enough just to laugh at some of this stuff every once in a while. But we do have a lot to talk about, of course. We will be getting into the Trump attack and the reaction, which has been, as always, extremely gratifying and uplifting. I mean, there is a very strange dichotomy that is almost a constant here at InfoWars, where we get hit with something that's just like devastating, whether it's we're getting shut down, the bankruptcy, Donald Trump turning on us, whatever it is. And it's always immediately followed up by the greatest outpouring of support and love and like true appreciation for Alex Jones in particular that you've ever seen. So it's just been amazing seeing my entire X feed is just everyone I follow being like, yeah, we're with Alex on this one. We actually, Alex is 100% the real deal. Totally. It's not even a question. Is he putting out new Truso? He got a new Truso social. Glaze job saying Senator Lindsey Graham is doing a fantastic job. He's running against a lunatic named Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey. He is like obsessed with Thomas Massey. What a weird insult. So hold on. He says that he's running against Mark Lynch, who supports perhaps the worst congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey. This is the thing. Other people have said before, like, Thomas Massey has, like, Trump derangement. No, Trump literally has Thomas Massey derangement syndrome. He's got Thomas Massey derangement syndrome. He's supposed to be apparently doing an endorsement for Lindsey Graham. It goes off the rails about one sentence in, and suddenly he's saying that you shouldn't vote for Lindsey Graham because Lindsey Graham is running against a guy who's friends with Thomas Massey. It's like Donald Trump wakes up in a cold sweat after a nightmare of Thomas Massey. He checks his closet for Thomas Massey before he goes to bed at night. He makes the maids in the White House look under the bed to make sure Thomas Massey isn't hiding there. He's got Thomas Massey derangement syndrome, and it's very sad to see. This is all sad to see, right? The Lindsey Graham endorsement. I mean, today he's endorsed like Palantir, Lindsey Graham. I don't know. There were some other ones where it's just, okay, this is MAGA now. Hope you guys have fun. Yeah, let me know whatever other truth social posts that he puts up. So I don't know if you know this. We're on television right now. Do you know that right now this broadcast is in fact flying through the air and being beamed into television sets? Somebody tell Donald Trump. He seems to think that the world is television, and that if somebody's not on television, they don't exist. Does he know that we are in fact on the television right now, believe it or not? So again, we're going to get into it. We're going to take your calls. We're going to play a lot of videos today from supporters and haters alike. We'll break it all down. I'll do your daily dispatch on the other side, but it's going to be a good show today. Stay tuned, folks. Go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. That's the only way we get support. Everyone we help throws us under the bus. Not you, the audience. We love you.
We have two new products at thealexjonesstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing and are now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday broadcast. And we got a lot of videos, including just a lot of, like, old-school Alex Jones videos. As often happens when Alex Jones or InfoWars gets into a bit of a tight spot, the outpouring of love online is truly overwhelming and extremely uplifting. It's just absolutely great seeing how many people just understand what's actually going on. Because on the flip side of it, you get an outpouring of people, and I don't know how to even address it. I don't know how to explain it. There are people out there that clearly do not know how to contend with reality. They have no discernment. I think at the end of the day, the way to put it is they have no discernment, meaning that not only do they believe lies, which is, you know, the obvious and immediate thing you think of if you think lacking discernment and somebody can lie to you and you just believe them, being gullible. But there's a flip side of that. That's like anti-gullible. That's like so skeptical, I don't understand how you function day to day. For example, I'm going to show a video a little bit later. I was up until 3 in the freaking morning editing this thing. But it was worth it. But I thought it was worth it because yesterday during the Alex Jones show. Wait, what? Paul Dance just dropped out? No. Did he really? He was just on with us. Oh, well, that's a bummer. He should have told us. He could have dropped out on here and given his headline. All right, well, clearly, you know, I'm not sure where Trump is, but wherever he is, Lindsey Graham is right behind him with a little whip. Now insult Mark Lynch. Just how it seems. Just, again, just so utterly pathetic. But I'm going to show a video here in just a second because yesterday, I'm sitting in the office. My office is like right outside Alex's studio. And so I saw firsthand this phenomenon unfold, this miracle unfold where this preacher on the Alex Jones show is talking about being a battle axe. And then this battle axe shows up. And it was truly like, I mean, maybe it was just impossibly coincidental. But it's like how many coincidences have to stack up before you're like, what is going on here? But if you watch that, it's so self-evidently real what's happening. I mean, Alex would probably be a good actor, but he's not summoning tears to his eyes on command to fool people, for make-believe, right? And so it's like you watch this video of somebody just being completely real. Alex Jones, like, getting choked up. I'm sitting in my office getting choked up myself because it just seems so, so perfect. And yet people can watch that and go, it's all WWE, it's all pro wrestling crap. This is, they set it up. And it's like, how can you watch something so real, so truthful, so raw, so just like unfakeable? I don't know, man. It's like, do you think anything is real? What? How do you think that anything is real if you can't see that this is real? And that's the part that I like have trouble understanding. I'm like, so do they really think that like literally everything is fake? So like any outpouring of emotion, it's all just a trick. It's all just a scam. It's all just to try to get your money from you. It's like, that must be how they are. I don't understand how you could see the world that way if you're not that way. I posted a response to one of the, you know, hundreds of people commenting on stuff like this. And this was a little bit different, but the other sort of flavor of this type of commenter I get, this type of reaction I get to this type of stuff, is just the sort of spiteful, hateful person who, again, they think that they figured you out because they just come up with the slimiest, underhanded thing they can imagine, and they just say you're doing that, and they're just like, we know. And it's just like, again, maybe I need to appreciate more the fact that, like, in my life, in my world, I tell the truth and I expect everybody else to tell the truth. And I can just walk around this office, my house, with my friends, and I just, nobody's trying to get one over on anybody else. Nobody's trying to scam anybody else. No one's being a con artist. No one's looking for that angle. No one's cutting corners. It's just like, do these people even know that that's possible? It's like they don't think it's possible. It's like they think everybody must have an agenda at all times. Everybody must be lying at all times about everything. The only thing I can assume is that's because that's how they are. And that's the mindset that I don't understand and like genuinely feel kind of like horrified and like disgusted over. Imagine walking around just thinking that you're in this dog-eat-dog competition with everybody and anything nice and wonderful must just be a trick, and they're trying to get one over on you, and you're not going to fall for it. And it's just like crazy. So that's the other side of the coin. When stuff happens, like, you know, the attack. Yeah. So I put up this meme, and this is kind of the idea, right? Is like, I see a nice picture of a 1950s family, and I'm like, wow, I bet they're all really nice and great and wonderful. A leftist looks at it. Whatever this mindset is, I don't even know how to define it. Whatever this mindset is, it's just like, actually, everything that looks nice is secretly horrifying and gross underneath the surface. Just like, not really, dude. I don't know. Sometimes things are just nice and normal, but apparently not where you live. Apparently not around you people. And yeah, the comment I was responding to there was something where they're just like, so are you going to jump ship now and use this as a launching point to your own? And it's like, God forbid. Like, what are you talking about? And again, we go over this forever because we are just the most legitimate, most upfront, most honest media outlet ever, to the point that, I mean, it's not even up to us. I mean, we're in the bankruptcy. You can go look. So many people on there just going, I know he makes, you know, Trump, Alex Jones must be getting money from somewhere. You know, I don't know who, we can speculate, but I know how this stuff works, and I can just tell that he's getting money from somewhere. And it's like, have you done 3 minutes of research? If you do 3 minutes of research, you'll find that we have been in the control of the federal bankruptcy court receiver for the last 2.5 years. Do you think that the federal court of the United States of America is what? Laundering money for us? Hiding our, and you think that we're going to mess with a federal court bankruptcy proceeding by trying to get money under the table? Like, just think about it for a second. Just really just spend 10 seconds being like, is this something that someone would even do? No. Do you really think we're sitting around going, what if we have a pastor come on and then we give a pastor a Bible verse about a thing and then we have that thing delivered? And then we'll pretend it's like a miracle it's like, I don't, maybe some people do think like that. Maybe some people do put on, you know, fraud hoaxes like that. If you think that's what we're doing, you need to recalibrate your discrimination metric, okay? You do not know how to tell truth from lies, and that's not a good place to be. And it means I kind of don't want you around me, is kind of what it means. Like, I am actually blocking everybody that's responding to my post by saying it's fake. It's just like, you can't be trusted. You don't know what's real and what's not. How am I supposed to, yeah, it's like, I don't even want you listening to me, let alone, I don't even want you listening to me, because you are untethered from reality, and that's very dangerous to me. So, if you want to get blocked by me, go ahead and act like this Battle Axe event was somehow orchestrated for something, for some reason. As if we live and die entirely on the basis of our integrity. I know for the people that lie about us and smear us, who want to project a lack of integrity to us, our audience knows that, like, I genuinely consider my job here to tell you the truth, and I understand that, like, the people listening to me right now on the radio, on Bandai Video, on X, however you're hearing me, I have the feeling that, like, you just want the truth, and you just don't want to be BS. You just don't want to be lied to, which is why even I don't talk like this to my friends and family, right? When I'm sitting behind the desk, to a certain extent, I cannot help but put on a show, you know, got all these lights on me and everything. At the same time, if I'm not in a good mood, I'm just going to come up here and not be in a good mood. I don't put on an act to, you know, pretend that, you know, everything's going terrible, but then I get in front of the camera and go, everything's going great, everybody. No, if everything's going terrible, I'm going to sit here and go, I don't even want to do the show today. This all sucks, man. So that's what I can offer. That's what I got. That's what I put forward to make the deal. And all that we ask in return is that you support us. But again, it's just trying to, like, contend with the mindsets of people and what they think about us and it gives you insight into, like, wow, is everybody else really just, like, constantly scamming each other? They really don't believe anything they see. Nothing can be real. Nothing good ever happens. Crazy. Just talking to I can't remember who I was talking to. Scott, I think. People actually saying, oh, this must be 5D chess where Alex is trying to get people to pay attention to. And it's just like, maybe this is why we're in the situation that we're in. Because that does seem to be what happens, is they bombarded us so continuously with lies that people just are overcorrecting at this point. Because there is something shared between, like, being super gullible and being incapable of recognizing the truth. There's something there. I don't know what it is exactly. But if you'll sit there and be lied to and believe it and accept it, you're also the type of person who will see something true and come up with your own fantasy about why it must be false. So in a word, all I can say is, you know, a pure lack, a total, absolute lack of discernment and discrimination from a lot of those people. And it's always the dichotomy of man, how can there be this many insane people around, combined with, wow, everybody gets it. Wow, everybody who matters, everybody everybody who I recognize, they get it. They understand that, you know, what's happening with Alex Jones and Donald Trump is not a reflection on Alex Jones in the slightest, and that it is a tragic downfall of Trump is all that it represents. Let's go to clip number 15, because I gotta show this. Mostly because I stayed up all night editing. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to tell the story in a way that came across well, and then I'll elaborate on it a little bit on the other side. But yeah, this happened. I saw it happen. I watched it with my own two eyes in my office, seeing Rob Dew run in there with the axe. This was crazy. And I hope that you can appreciate this as much as I did watching this unfold live yesterday. Let's watch.
All right, I want to explain what happened today, because I'm pretty sure it was a miracle. So Alex Jones is on with this preacher,
Pastor James Williams Darkwaters,
in the context of Alex Jones recently starting to criticize Trump more and break from Trump more. And essentially they're praying for Trump.
Trump's turned it around before. It can be done.
Yeah. So we have to battle for him. Watch this. I'm gonna give you another scripture.
So they start reading this one Bible verse, and it's about how you're supposed to be a battle axe for God.
Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. What has Donald Trump been doing on behalf of this nation? He's a battle axe of the Lord.
And the preacher is going on about the battle axe as a symbol.
Alex, you're a battle axe. Just running around wrecking everybody. Boom, boom, boom. I'm a battle axe. Every Christian is called to be one of the Lord's battle axes.
It's all about this battle axe metaphor. And this battle axe arrives at the office the moment they're talking about it. Rob Dew just like takes it in.
He just walked in. This was delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. You talk about a biblical sign. This was just delivered.
And he's like, what just happened? Like, this just got delivered
2 minutes ago. Rob, you just ran in here. What? You got a letter. What does this say? No, but this is biblical. This is why God works. Somebody got touched by God. I'm crying right now to mail this. This literally just showed up FedEx. Rob, come here. Sit down. Let's read this. What the hell's going on here? He just said, literally, as you said, battle axe, FedEx arrived. What the?
And Rob's like, yeah. And he opens up the letter, and it's a letter from a guy.
He's an old carpenter and craftsman. And I was making this axe, and God told me it was for Alex Jones. It's literally what it says right there. I mean, it says it right there.
Fire burned.
And he put it right there.
You just saw this. Is this insane?
This is your battle axe. Let me remind you that God loves you and gives you strength and courage. The best to you as you move along in this crazy world.
Like, you could not have scripted it better.
God bless you.
Look at
Ken.
He's literally talking about this, and this literally gets delivered to you right as he came on. I mean, this is insane.
I mean, it was insane to witness. It was.
This is how God works. Look at this.
Like, seemed miraculous at the time.
No, I just got it and walked in here. I'm like, this needs to go on the air. It was a sign from God.
And then, like, 3 hours later, Donald Trump launches this attack on Alex, where he calls him stupid. It's like, I'm glad he's been ruined. I'm glad he was bankrupt. It was a vicious attack predicated on Alex Jones turning on him and attacking, he's as good as the left or whatever it is, which it's like.
And now we intercede on behalf of our president, Donald J. Trump.
Everyone must join us in praying for Trump right now. We're going to break this demonic spell right now. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if Trump gets off track. He belongs to God. He's going to do his job if we back him.
Is that attacking Trump? Is praying for Trump and saying we think he's on the wrong track, but we got to get him back on the right track? Does that deserve to, you know, for a guy to say, you know, he thinks he deserves your children to lose their inheritance? And it was after that. I was talking to one of the editors, and he was like, yeah, I think that battle axe was like a gift from God. He was like, I think that was God assuring Alex he was on the right track.
Perfectly arrives right as you're talking about it. That is the power of God literally telling us that your message was true. God obviously knows the future, foresaw all this moment to back up what you just said.
And it signifies your victory over those people who've been coming after you too, brother.
There's like deeper meanings to it that are insane as well. He says that he made it for Alex, and that it's been in his workshop for months.
So every time I went to the shop, God reminded me, that's for Alex.
But he doesn't send it because he has a fantasy. He has a vision.
In my fertile imagination, I built a two-story that would be...
Rob Dew was having trouble reading the guy's handwriting, and so it doesn't come across quite clearly.
Presenting it to you, and I won a truck.
Because at InfoWars, we do a raffle. If you win the truck, you get to come down to pick up the truck in person and come on the Alex Jones Show and meet Alex and hang out at the studio. And so he's like, I had this fantasy that I would win that truck and then I would get to deliver the axe in person.
Well, that didn't happen. I wonder what I would do with the axe.
He said his son finally convinced him, Dad, you just got to send the axe.
And he said, just send it to him. So here's the axe, brother.
It arrives on air when he's being told he's a battle axe for God. Right before Trump launches this ill-advised attack that is proven to be ill-advised, if you watch that segment and see what Alex's attitude towards Trump really was.
Everything you just said in God's plan, literally had someone make this months ago, be pushed by God and said, send it now to perfectly arrive, not last week, not yesterday, today, 20 minutes ago, to Rob Dew, see it, delivered it, saying this is for Alex. How he talked, the guy that delivered didn't even know this was going on. Perfect.
No,
that's
didn't.
God's perfection right there. You just saw a miracle, folks.
That's the guy we serve. I don't know what else to say, brother. That's the God we serve. And that's how he endorses men. He makes his presence known by endorsing. Man, you got the endorsement. That's all I can say, brother. It's a victory, man. Congratulations.
Alex Jones got the endorsement. Of course, it just happened to occur 3 hours before Donald Trump went on the attack. And again, the response online has been just an outpouring of support for Alex Jones. A lot of people ditching Trump over this. A lot of people seeing this as the last straw. And of course it is. It was kind of predictable, but it's interesting that, I mean, Trump named four people in his letter. He gave each of them sort of the same treatment. But Alex Jones is the one that everybody's supporting. Alex Jones is the one that everybody is mad about him betraying, because Megyn Kelly, you know, she was sort of off the train for a while. And again, you know, our history with her is not the smoothest sailing. Tucker Carlson, they've been, you know, everybody's been attacking him forever for the last couple months. Candace Owens, again, sort of, you know, spread some not very, you know, realistic rumors. But Alex Jones, he's the dude. So, like, what are you doing, Alex? I mean, what are you doing, Trump? This is crazy. Go to clip number 16 here, because this is one of the things I was posted. This was all the way back in June of last year, I believe in the lead up to or maybe shortly after the Operation Midnight Hammer 12-day war. And here's here's Alex Jones back then with a message to Donald Trump.
I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populist or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You know, you can agree with your wife or your husband about, you know, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed. And the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources. So does Tucker. So does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. In just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
All right, so that was back in June of last year, around the time of Operation Midnight Hammer, when things really started going off the rails, and it's only gotten worse ever since. I'll probably spend the first hour, you know, I'll spend the next segment talking about this as well, and talking about just the lies that are being spread about Alex Jones and InfoWars, when everybody who watches and everybody who cares to find out, you can go look it up. The way we make money is people going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. That's the way we get support. That's the way you fund us. And if you want us on the air, despite whoever is attacking us and making themselves our enemy these days, we'll continue to tell the truth no matter what.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it and you like it and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high quality, private label, top selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense. Advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones, the host of Exposed Mass Media, a show dedicated to showing you the lies and corruption that are being fed to us through our national media.
Give up forever to touch you, because I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home right now.
Alex Jones here. I've had two wonderful hours of sleep last night, and we're going to Waco.
We're going to build this church back. I've talked to the Valley Branch Davidians, and they concur with my idea to have it a church and at the same time a memorial and a museum for what happened right here on this very ground.
Going to rebuild it. Bunch of racist garbage and division. Exactly what the federal government wants is people at each other's throats. We're not going to put up with it.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Look, I feel like I'm being raped here.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the new world order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
A revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
All we want is for you to be a free American and not to have to kneel on bended knee to the elites that are consistently more and more buying up this country and controlling it.
It's an invasion of privacy. There is no innocent until proven guilty in this country anymore. And Americans across the country have got to start standing up against Big Brother.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. and I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
I think I'm afraid of the military-industrial complex that owns our media. I think I'm afraid of the foreign banks. That's who I'm afraid of, not of you people.
Whose side are you on?
That's enough. So it's time for everybody across America to start standing up. We got people power.
I mean, they have done nothing but ignore Clinton's massive, hardcore corruption.
I don't care about my future or my kids' future or the world's future. I'm a caring person. I like Bill Clinton a lot.
Understand that. Your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you.
This is not me. This is fact. People can check it out for themselves.
Now get out there, the Paul Revere's of the world, and educate the public.
And they love it if you call them liberals because they go, oh, we're just stupid liberals. No. No, they are fascist liars wearing little masks of liberalness.
For 1 second, feel the human spirit and stop this dehumanization. It could be incredible.
Well, I know you appreciate my son, George Bush.
But we sure as hell don't. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the belly of the beast, crashing through the lies and disinformation. No compromise. One day closer to victory. It's Joe Rogan, baby.
We refuse to submit. And every person out there, you have the power to lead. You have the power to do what it takes to stand up for this country and stand up for the world. The United States of America that has stood up for hundreds of years against tyranny.
We are gonna win this fight.
And I don't want to.
All right, folks, a little compilation from the great Darren McBreen. Going with the classic meme, you know, what was your dad like in the 90s? That's what Alex Jones was like in the 90s. And seeing it, you know, you just can't help in the light of everything that's happened. Just think like, all right, well, what do the montages of Trump in that same time look like? And it would have been a lot more glitzy, right? It would have been a lot of, I don't know. Supermodels, probably fast cars, jets. There probably wouldn't have been, very much. There's not a lot of him on tape, you know, standing up for the rights of average people. And there's just something so, I don't know, different. Just something different about Alex Jones. And again, if you can't see this man's a real deal, the problem is you. And this is... There's a couple points about this, like why it's worth to talk about this. It's not just like silly drama or defending ourselves because we're, you know, afraid of what he said. Obviously, it represents sort of the apex of Trump's insanity at this point. Like an evident example of whatever he's going through, whatever this is. And I'm telling you, everything is falling apart. So Trump promises mass pardons for his staff before leaving office. We're going to get to that because they also have this story from today. Like, this is the weird part. On the same day that he says he's going to do mass pardons for his people, which like even that, it's like, okay, first of all, that's what Biden did because they were all criminals. But also, you let that stand. Why did you let that stand? The whole idea of Joe Biden doing blanket pardons for everybody for years of time for crimes they haven't been convicted of or maybe haven't even committed yet. Yeah, that was absurd. So a couple things here. One, you probably shouldn't have let that stand as a precedent that the president is allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. They shouldn't have been allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is, do you really think the Democrats are going to care? This is the real root of the madness of the Republicans. Is, from my interpretation, Trump is doing what he's doing because he thinks this is his way out. He thinks that if I just play along and just do what these guys say, they've guaranteed me that I will be able to retire a billionaire and I'll be made a hero. Because you got to understand, that's what's being held over him. You really have to understand this. It's like, it's not even about like, oh, we have this video of you and we'll release the video. That's how people think the blackmail works. the way it works is like the Bill Hicks joke, where they bring the president in on the first day right after the inauguration, and they show them the hidden video from the opposite side of the road than the Zapruder film, where you see the shooter on the grassy knoll kill JFK, and they go, yeah, that was us. Do you have any questions now? Do you have any questions about what we're capable of and what we can do to you? But it goes even beyond that. Then they could pull out Nixon, and they could go, this man won in a landslide. He won like 90% of the popular vote, something insane. And to this day, his name is synonymous with criminality and corruption. The man didn't do anything wrong. Watergate, really? Watergate, I can think of 10 scandals in the last 10 years that are crazier than Watergate. I can think of multiple scandals that have been revealed as of like a couple months. The Arctic Frost thing, way worse than Watergate ever was. And kind of the same thing, surveillance of your political enemies. Only one case it was like, let's root through their files. And the other, it's let's listen to their phone calls for months on end. So that's the threat they can hold over Trump. It's not, oh, we're going to release a videotape. It's, we will make sure that you are despised forever. We will ruin your presidency and have the American people thinking of you as Benedict Arnold or Adolf Hitler for the rest of time. That's the type of leverage they can hang over Donald Trump and his family. And they could just kill them all, and they may be making that threat. But, you know, even worse than that for someone like Trump is, we'll kill you and we'll ruin your reputation first. We'll destroy your entire legacy first. So just play along. 3 years, then you'll be out. Just give us what we want, and we'll let you go on your way. The stupidity of it all, the real key to all of this, is the understanding that they'll do it anyway. You think they care? The only thing I can assume is that Trump has made some sort of deal where he thinks he's getting out of this. He's not getting out of this. Lindsey Graham's not getting out of this. They're not getting out of the retribution that's coming for them when the Democrats inevitably take power because of their betrayal. This is what I mean. Like, how do you not understand this? Like, it seems to me that Trump is operating on this idea of like, well, Biden pardoned all of his people and we let him do that. So now I'll pardon all of my people and they'll let us do that. Trump, they tried to throw you in jail over a law they literally made up to throw you in jail. What do you not understand about this? I don't know, man. It really is inexplicable what is guiding these people's minds, because right now, Donald Trump, as the last 24 hours or so, 24 hours ago, this thing came out. He has thrown Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones completely under the bus. Laura Loomer is celebrating it, saying she's the one responsible for it. Mark Levin is giddy as can be. Ben Shapiro flaunting, posting, you know, these braggadocious things like we were just showing. Shabbat Shalom. He's endorsing Palantir and putting out their stock designation to help pump them up. He's saying that he's going to do mass pardons for everybody that works for him, while simultaneously being investigated or basically telling everybody in the White House, hey, let's stop doing insider trading during the war. And he's endorsing Lindsey Graham. And she's like, this is MAGA now? This is MAGA. It's over? I think it's over then. I think in that case, it's completely and totally over at this point. I'm going to read Tucker's response to this. But again, this is all just symbolic. It's just symbolic of the cold, hard facts we have to just accept and move forward knowing this is the case. That, like, it's over for Trump. There is no getting this back, which means we are almost certainly going to lose in 2028, 2026, rather. this year, the midterms. I don't see it coming back anytime soon. So that's just how it is. It's just how you have to move forward. This is what we have to understand, and we have to determine what comes next. And I'll show some clips about this. Again, it's all what we've been saying forever, and it is all at the end of the day. Sadly enough, all Trump's fault, because there's no successor to MAGA, because it's all Trump all the time. I was talking about this during CPAC this year, where Trump's not a candidate. He's not at the event, but it's just his face everywhere. Just giant pictures of Trump absolutely everywhere. Like, this is not the Trump party. It's supposed to be the Republican party, but there's no one else. Trump did nothing to, you know, usher in a class of people like him. The people that were most like him, he actually went out of his way to destroy. So now there's no successor to Donald Trump. There's no one there to pick up the baton of the MAGA movement. It's just reverting back to the neocons, which Donald Trump only got elected because he was different from them. So they are just destroying the Republican Party almost on purpose by tying it irrevocably to this man who has done absolutely nothing to solidify his gains. You know what I mean? Like, it's over once he's gone. And there's not even, it's not even like the effects of his administration will live on because he hasn't done anything. So there you go. Yeah, and they're really doing work with the fake bulls these days. It really is something to behold. Yeah, no one even went to, I liked when I was on with Joel Webin last week. And I said, yeah, I said he had 94% approval. And the other host said, yeah, well, that was also the average age taking the poll. So it maybe not be the most accurate, you know, temperature test. This was Tucker Carlson's response to Donald Trump's unhinged diatribe. Tucker Carlson says simply, he's in a tough spot. Establishment media never reports this, but the Israeli government has a storied history of blackmailing U.S. presidents, which I love. And again, it's not even that. It's like Donald Trump. Oh, my God. It's like Donald Trump has been thinking of himself as the heavyweight boxing champion, but the whole time he's been fighting against munchkins. He's been fighting against little fairy creatures or something, you know, just like the left, just liars. They actually are low IQ. And so Trump is getting knockout after knockout. And so he thinks he's a really good boxer. He thinks he's a really good fighter. He doesn't realize two things. One, it's been us doing a lot of the fighting in the first place. It wasn't all him. And once you throw your defenders to the wolves, you know, you're on your own, buddy. But second, we're not like those people. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are not Rachel Maddow and Rosie O'Donnell. Okay? They know how to do this. And so again, it's not even like, this isn't even like cynical or dishonest. It's just like what Alex Jones naturally does, where he goes, all right, you know, Trump put out this big statement, but I think this was really cover for the Melania thing. So I'm going to talk about the Melania thing. And so as Trump insults Alex Jones and everybody rushes to Alex Jones to see what his response is, and Alex Jones is sitting there going, do you guys see what Melania said about Jeffrey Epstein? I think she might be divorcing Trump. Is that what Trump wanted? Did Trump want to draw a bunch of attention to that? I think it was the opposite. I think he was trying to distract from that. And Alex Jones just reads him like a book and goes, oh, he's trying to distract from that? I think I'll point this out. Duh. What does Tucker Carlson do? Oh, you're insulting me? Oh, a bunch of people are going to be coming to me to find out what my response is? Let me lead off with, do you know that Israel blackmails U.S. politicians? Oh, let me start off by Alan Dershowitz has put out something. Let me just start off by dropping this fact that you're trying to cover up and conceal and trying to destroy me so people don't find out. Yeah, these aren't leftists. These aren't stupid people. These are geniuses in their field, and their field is the media. You may have picked the wrong fight here, Trump. And he probably expected them to flip out, freak out, come back at him super strong. Because again, that's how most people react. Most people he's been fighting are neocons and leftists, and they don't know how to handle themselves. They're also used to having, you know, this endless source of support from, you know, their friends in the establishment. So they don't know how to handle all this stuff. You really are like the king who everybody lets win, so you really think you're the best sword fighter. But when you go and get in the pit with the gladiator, it's going to become really obvious who's got the real skills and whose entire record of success has been upheld by others. Just saying. And on that note, Rudy Giuliani put out a tweet, and this seems to be kind of the method, the vibe that they're going for. I don't know if this was a talking point that went out, but Rudy Giuliani says, whatever you think of Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, anyone suggesting they were responsible for President Trump's historic 2016 victory and the MAGA movement just isn't arguing in good faith. President Trump is the obvious leader of MAGA. And it's like, that's not true. That's just not true. It's like saying, you know, whatever, the tight end isn't responsible for the game-winning touchdown the quarterback is. It's like, I guess, but did the quarterback get tackled? No. Then maybe the defensive line played an important role in this. You know you're going to need people in the future, right? You know you're going to actually want to have supporters in the future. You know a leader isn't anything if it doesn't have a movement behind him. So it's just, what is the thinking here? That you're going to take these people that everybody knows not only helped get Trump elected, in many cases, their lives were ruined for doing so. So you're taking people who sacrificed to get Trump elected, and you're saying not only is it good Trump stabbed them in the back, but you didn't need their help anyway. So just as a signal to everybody in the future that's thinking you might want to help the conservatives, the Republicans, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, just remember how they treat people who help them. Is this a good strategy? Is this smart politics? You idiots. Nobody can deny that Alex Jones was sued because he supported Trump. 1 week after Trump got elected, they launched the Sandy Hook scandal. Direct consequence of supporting Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. Why? Because he was reporting that the 2020 election was stolen. So Tucker Carlson loses his job at Fox News because he was trying to get Trump into office like he belonged. Because he was reporting on the fact the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. And all of Donald Trump's buddies at Fox News were complicit in that and were hiding that. And Tucker Carlson refused, helped Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's reaction to that is to mock and denigrate him for not being on TV anymore. I put out that tweet earlier where it's like, Tucker, I got kicked off Fox News for supporting Donald Trump. Donald Trump, look at this idiot who got kicked off television. This is why it's not about Alex Jones. It's not about Tucker Carlson. It's about who are these people? Why are they in charge? Like, what is this mindset? What is this stupidity? What is this short-sightedness, this vindictiveness, this spitefulness? There's a million other ways to say this. Hey, guy, you know, we really appreciated your guys' help getting elected, but hey, you've really been a thorn in our side ever since, and just getting elected isn't like, I could make a better argument. That's kind of sad, isn't it? That I could sit here and issue a better and more convincing statement than anything I've seen from the Trump supporters, you know, agitators, whoever they are, who just seem hell-bent on being the most dishonest, deceitful, manipulative, spiteful, hateful. We talked about yesterday when the caller called in, where it wasn't like, oh, Alex Jones lost all of his money and maybe you should have listened to me and that wouldn't have happened. He's glad. He's happy Alex Jones lost his money. Even though it was for the sake of his support of Alex, of Donald Trump in the first place. So we'll move on. I mean, I only got one sentence into this Tucker response. But let's continue it, because again, Tucker takes this attention that Donald Trump is forcing on him and uses it to the best example possible. Tucker Carlson says, establishment media never reports on this, but the Israeli government has a storied history of blackmailing U.S. presidents. Perhaps the most jarring example occurred in the 1990s when Israel used recordings of Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky phone sex session as leverage to pressure Clinton into releasing convicted spy Jonathan Pollard from prison. We're not joking. That really happened. The phone sex story is worth remembering as President Trump attempts to end the Iran war. Like many other things Israel has done, it shows that America's quote-unquote special ally is willing to play very dirty to achieve its goals. Dark money campaign contributions, extortion, physical threats, and even assassination. In their anti-Christian worldview, the ends always justify the means. They have no issue destroying life. That's probably the most important part of his letter. In their anti-Christian worldview, the ends always justify the means. In other words, who cares how many people you have to kill? They're not human beings. Israel's current top priority is making sure Operation Epic Fury does not stop. They know the U.S. fighting their war for them is the best chance of expanding their borders and becoming a global superpower, and a peace deal would foil that plan, their plot. Based on the country's past, its leaders are doubtless willing to push as hard as necessary to ensure the bloodshed continues. That could mean more Clinton-style blackmail against Trump or something far more morbid. We do not know for sure whether that is happening, but the mere possibility is haunting enough to keep the president up at night. He's under a level of pressure that most people cannot fathom, with rabid Israeli firsters viciously harassing him any time he dares to stray even slightly from their favorite country's agenda. Their shameless pursuit is steadfast enough to make even a man like Donald Trump go mad. They are as persistent as any group in history. No matter how well the White House has treated them in the past, they are never grateful, they always want more, and they refuse to give the president even an inch of breathing room. It is unrelenting, full-court press. We decided to write about this after Trump published Truth Social post attacking our company, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones, each of whom supported him for years. Rather than engaging in petty name-calling, we want to give the president some grace. He's facing a level of pressure that is dark enough to make him abandon his campaign promises and morph into the precisely the kind of politician he once vowed to destroy. We would not have let that happen unless his he would not have let that happen unless his personal stakes were really high. We hope he overcomes.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.